Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, we all know school is back in session. Ha, ha, ha. Parents are saying, freedom! Yes, we're glad they're back. We have around the table today those who make it possible at the Rock Hill Adult Education Center. Mr. Don Gilman, who is the director, and Cindy Talbin Kimmel. Ha, ha. Kimmel. How about that? And, of course, it's the incorrect spelling with only one M, whereas the perfect spelling is two. You are the first Kimmel I have met since I have been in South Carolina for almost 37 years. So we could do a whole show on where that came from, but we won't. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Fine. So tell everybody a little bit about Cindy, if you will.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
My name is Cindy Talbin Kimmel, and I'm pleased to have the same name with you, share that with you. I am the director of Parent Smart and the Sylvia Circle Family Learning Center. I've been with the district for 26 years and very happy to continue in our role where we serve parents in their role as their child's best and most influential teacher.
All right. And next to you is the one and the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Don Gilman. Don, how are you, my friend?
Man, and you one-up me again. Thanks for having us again. Thank you. Thank WRHI for promoting education. The K-12, you had Dr. Cook on just last week, I think it was.
Right.
Today, Cindy and I are here to help the community understand a little bit better about these small programs that make a big difference for our community. My wife, Paula Gilman, and I, we've been in Rock Hill for 22 years now, raised our daughter, Amanda. I've been with the school district ever since. I was at Rock Hill High as an assistant principal for a year and a half-ish, and went to ATC. I was the director there for 16 years, and now been at adult ed for 4 years.
So what would you say is more challenging, adult ed or the applied technology? I think I know what the answer is going to be.
Well, I'm going to say this. Everything we do is challenging because we're always seeking for excellence. We want it to be the best it can possibly be. You know, we have a community here who expects that, regardless of where we are. Each area where I have worked has always been so, I'm trying to find the
rewarding.
Rewarding. There you go. Those hard words that we educators can't come up with. Been so rewarding. I've had people ask me about adult ed. Hey, Don, what's it like over at adult ed? This is mission work. And that's my response, because we feel like we're doing such a service to the community. When I was at ATC doing that work, it was at a time when the community was really concerned about, do I send my child to a vocational school, as some of them remembered the Applied Technology Career Center. Wasn't too long afterwards they found out that was the place to be for all their children. So we went from 350 students in 2002 to over 2,000 when I left in 2017. So there's...
It's all about career readiness.
Exactly.
The Applied Technology Center and what you did out there and what's being done there now.
Well, what's being done there, they have
amazing.
Upped the game tremendously.
Absolutely amazing.
It's a better place now.
I mean, you can even learn to be a drone pilot out there now. Do you know that?
I know that. I saw that. Yeah,
okay.
Ron's taking that thing to new heights.
Yeah.
So I've said this before. The thing that I always remember about adult ed is going down there for a couple of the graduations. And you see whatever it is, 50 or 60 young adults and older adults, people who are in their 60s and 70s, who for whatever reason were not able to get a high school education, great big smiles on their face. I mean, it was a major accomplishment for them to do that. And there they are, you know, cap and gown, going through the ceremony. And I think realizing that, you know, even though you have this GED / high school degree, in today's world, you're probably going to need some more. True?
Absolutely. We call that at Adult Ed beyond the GED. There's many listeners out there right now who's going to think, okay, Adult Ed, that's where you go if you drop out of school and you get your GED. And the GED is less than a high school diploma. And probably before 2014, that you could have made a case for that. In up to 2014, business and industry went to GED and made a case basically saying, hey, listen, we're hiring your GED graduates, and they're coming in, and they really aren't as skilled academically as they need to be. So, hey, GED, need to up your game. The expectation needs to be a little bit higher. So GED responded. They did up the game. This is a very rigorous assessment. Graduates at Adult Ed, to get the GED diploma, have to pass 4 core subject final exams: math, reading English, language arts, science, and social studies. And I'm just glad I don't have to take that test. It is rigorous.
You and me both. Absolutely.
Greg Rutherford, who just recently retired from York Tech, he and John McGill over there, and now Dr. Stacy Moore. Yay, Stacy! Great job over there. But they say when they get somebody with a GED at York Tech, they don't have to worry about them passing the placement assessment. Right. They typically, when they get somebody GED, not only are they going to pass the replacement test, they're likely going to stay and get the degree because they've already shown that perseverance by getting the GED.
And, of course, now you all are hooked up with what's it called, SC Works.
SC Works.
And getting to make, I mean, industry wants to know that whoever's coming out of these programs is ready to walk in and get to work.
Work ready.
And work ready, exactly. And that's a combination of education, soft skills, as they call it. I mean, which is hard to believe, but many people don't even have the basic soft skills. And you're doing that.
Well, we absolutely are doing that. I want to say this before I forget to say it. You just reminded me. I want to say this to all the employers out there. Many of those employers will have employees who may not have a diploma. And I'm going to suggest to those employers that they find out if they do have an employee without a diploma, and they somehow incentivize them to come to the Adult Ed program, have a conversation with us, and work toward getting that diploma. In addition to that, I guarantee they have employees who probably lack soft skills. They don't lack soft skills because they don't want to perform in the workplace the way they should.
Sure.
They lack those soft skills because they just don't know. They don't have an awareness. One of my favorite expressions is, no one can do what they don't know.
And just think how much more valuable that employee would be if you incentivize them by going to Adult Ed to get that degree, to learn the soft skills, et cetera, et cetera. You're not only going to do them a favor, you're going to do yourself a favor.
I call it, in fact, I send a tweet out to employers on our Twitter feed, and it says hashtag ROI, return on investment.
Exactly.
Invest in your employees who have that need. We can actually train them up with soft skills. And we will be happy to come to the workplace and work with a group of employees. Or if the employer wants to contact us at 803-981-1375, I'll be happy to have a conversation with them about how we can bring a group of their employees in. And I have a presentation that I do. It's about guiding principles. Essentially, it's workplace skills. And if they understand that concept, I guarantee you'll see improvement.
My gosh. All right, Cindy, you've been awful quiet over here. I don't know why. It's because your name is misspelled with only one.
I'm not sure.
Just teasing you. Tell me how you fit into all of this.
Okay, so we are very fortunate to partner with Adult Ed under the umbrella of the Rock Hill School District, where we have family literacy. There are a lot of families out there and young parents, single parents, working parents, who have children that can't, for some reason, go to an adult ed class or go back to school or whatever because of lack of child care. So
it's a big issue for everybody.
It's a big issue for everybody. And right now there's such a shortage of child care workers. And even in Head Start, where the center that I am the administrator of right now, they are facing that issue as well. But anyway, for family literacy, the difference between adult ed and family literacy is that our parents come to school together with their children to learn. So parents with young children, preschool children, before school age, can come to our center and work towards the GED or learn English. And then their child is in an early childhood class where it's not just childcare, it's not just babysitting. We're working off of the same standards that they're doing in preschool with the state standards and Good Start, Grow Smart, and the other standards that are required by the State Department of Education. So we're educating the whole family. As part of our program, our family literacy program, one of the other differences or commonalities is the fact that we're empowering the parents. So not only are we educating them to meet a goal that they were not successful in doing previously, but we're helping them to be the best parents they can be while teaching their children, because we know that they are their first teachers.
So this is what you call the Parents Academy?
No.
Is that different?
Parents Academy is different, and I would love to give that a plug for the Rock Hill School District. Last year with COVID, after COVID hit in March of 2020, we got together in the district, the director of the Exceptional Student Services, Dr. Nancy Turner, worked with some of the members in the school district and our community to put together a parenting series. Basically, last year we had it entitled Parenting Through the Pandemic. And we brought in different speakers. We brought in specialists through the school district, through exceptional ed, some teachers. We brought in counselors from Winthrop. We brought in Dr. Martha Edwards, pediatrician. We've brought in many people to help us navigate the pandemic. We know that people have just struggled, not only, with work, with employment, with having enough resources to keep their family running, but mental health as well. And that's where the Parent Academy comes in. We're continuing the series this year in working with Dr. Turner again. And Dr. Turner is no longer the director of exceptional ed. There is now a new position in the district, the director of mental health, which Dr. Turner is now the administrator of. And we're continuing the series with Parent Academy. Upcoming on the 24th, we actually have a dental hygienist who's coming in and going to talk to us about dental hygiene. During the last 18 months, everybody wore a mask. Everybody covered their mouth. A lot of people forgot about dental care. Well, we're taking our masks off. And we have to remember that dental care is a primary thing to take care of so that you are healthy and able to do all the things that you need to do.
You said the magic word, mental health. And if there ever was an emphasis on mental health, it is in this pandemic world that we're all living in. Because when you shutter people at home all day with their kids, all day, trying to learn off of a computer tube, which doesn't work, which has been shown nationwide, and then you throw in all this, assistance that you're getting from the government trying to help you out, to the point that you've forgotten what it's like to go back to work. I mean, your whole life, to me, just gets screwed up, particularly if you're not, not well in your head.
Exactly. And that's one of the goals of the Parent Academy. We've brought in Sarah Hopkins from Winthrop University and Dr. Yang. But Sarah Hopkins talks about the pandemic, and Sarah's specialty is grief. And she talks about these losses that everybody has experienced. We've lost socialization. We've lost the ability to just go about our lives in the regular way, to go to the food store, to go to the gym, to go to the park. We've lost all that. And how do we recover from that? What skills do we need? So Sarah will be talking soon, sometime I believe in September, about mental health and moving forward from the pandemic. But mental health and social emotional development right now are the key areas that we really need to focus on with families and students and teachers and all of us, because we've all struggled in some way.
So here's your assignment. You need to get her scheduled on Straight Talk.
I will be happy to do that.
You come with her, because that's a big issue.
I will be happy to do that along with Dr. Turner.
Good. Whew. Wow.
You know, and what Cindy just mentioned is Dr. Turner and this new mental health department, if you will, within the Rock Hill Schools. This is something Rock Hill Schools has recognized for a year and a half. I mean, it's really interesting how progressive our school district is and how innovative our school district is. I'm the least of these, but nonetheless, we have some really smart people in our district and really people who are paying attention. And so our community is very fortunate to have access to these resources. I would suggest that we may be, Cindy, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we may be the only school district in the state that has this mental health focus right now with someone in a paid designated position to coordinate this effort. And this is going to have a community-wide impact,
you know,
especially on our young
students. Can't begin to appreciate what a radical change in lifestyle can do to somebody. Not everybody's put together, you know, with all the blocks, let's put it that way.
Exactly.
And you push a little button in them, whatever it is, you know, their world can just go upside down pretty quickly.
Yep. It's like the game, I think it's called Django, and you where you stack the, you have a whole stack of blocks, and you have to strategically remove one of those blocks without the whole tower falling. Well, the pandemic can be associated like that. If you move one block and it was in a strategic position to be the structure that needs to hold up that building, the whole thing crumbles. And that's happening to a lot of families. In speaking about the parenting the Parenting Academy, there are previous sessions on the Rock Hill Schools YouTube channel and Facebook page that people can go to if you're interested in listening to Dr. Yang or Sarah Hopkins, or there were series from Keystone, because also a lot of people are turning to alternative methods to help meet their needs that might not be as healthy for them. And some people are turning to drugs or alcohol or things like that. So we have a varied amount of speakers that come in.
And then I think probably the biggest issue is getting somebody to understand that maybe they do have a mental health issue. And then maybe
exactly.
I need to talk to somebody.
Exactly. And the good part about the school district, the strongest aspects of the school district is the fact that our superintendent hears us, our board hears us, the administration hears us, and the parents need to know that we're there for them, we're there for their children. There are counselors in all the schools. There are counselors from Catawba Family Center. There are also additional counselors and mental health staff that have been provided with funding through the CARES Act.
Right.
So there is a lot of support. There's a multitude of support throughout the district that if families are struggling and they need to reach out to someone and they're not sure who to reach out to at their school or wherever, they can always call our office at 803-981-1557 and you can ask for Cindy Taubenkimmel, or you can speak to one of our parent educators and we will help connect you with those resources.
So, Don, over at Adult Ed, you're seeing the same thing?
Cindy, with Parent Smart and Adult Ed, Cindy is one of the legs of Adult Ed.
Okay.
Well, actually, the whole program.
I'm a leg.
Might be two legs.
You are maybe, you're the most important leg, trust me. But we have Parent Smart, we have Adult Ed, we also have another leg that is ESL.
Ah, English
as a second language.
Right.
And we have a huge population of individuals in our community. And sometimes this community is, I don't want to say silent, but they're not really out there as much. And I want that community to understand that we're here and available to help them with their English proficiency.
Well, in fact, if you take a look at the latest 2020 population numbers for your county, I mean, the fastest growth segment is in the Hispanic community.
Exactly.
I mean, yes, got it. Absolutely.
They are a part of our community. We want to provide all the assistance we can. I mentioned a few minutes ago about employers helping with the GED and with the soft skills. Well, they may have employees who need to improve their English language and communication skills as well.
Right.
So if they do, employers, listen up. Give us a call, 803-981-1375, excuse me, and we can help with that as well. It's everybody lifting everyone up.
We got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Of course, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week. Get your eyes off that phone, Don. You got to help us out now. At the count of three, how do we make them? In the white letters, 1, 2, 3.
Slice.
Garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-646.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in at locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Cindy Talbin Kimmel is with us along with Don Gilman. By the way, Kimmel with one M instead of two, which is all right. I mean, you know, I'll give you the authority to use two M's if you like.
No, I like the name the way it is. Thank you.
All right, we're talking about adult ed, and really a lot more than just adult ed. The bottom line of all this is, if you want to get a degree, if you want to get to learn about English as a second language, if you need help with some mental health issues, whatever, these people can get you in the queue and get you started. So, Cindy, I'm going to go back to you because I know you've got more services to tell us about that you're involved with. So go ahead.
Yes. So with our family literacy program, where parents can get their GED or learn ESL, where parents come to school together with their children, we not only support the educational aspect of it, but the parenting aspect. So for our families, we offer personal visits. Pre-COVID, we used to go into the homes because we know that one of the best places for young children to learn is in a natural environment, but post-COVID right now. We're doing it in the front yard. So we work together in the front yard, and we work on main areas of development. We talk about language development, motor development, social-emotional development, and those types of things. But we also offer parenting, where we work with the parents. We find out, we survey them to find out what their needs are, what they want to learn about, whether it be about employment opportunities in the area, whether it be about healthy lifestyles, whether it be about any subject that they're interested in, so that we can bring in the specialists that know about them and get them the information that they need. So again, so that they can be successful and their children can be successful. In our ESL class, we do a lot of exciting things. It's not your typical class. A few years ago, what the instructor did, Giselle Lawhan, she did a living museum where each of her students, we had 10 students at the time, what they did was they each picked a public figure. So somebody was Mother Teresa, somebody was Ben Franklin, somebody was Amelia Earhart, and they all took on the persona of that person. They had to study what that person did. They had to then talk to people about what the people did, and using their English skills that they've learned, how the proper use of the language and different things like that. So they do a lot of interesting, exciting things, maybe a little bit different than your typical adult ed class, but certainly to build on those skills that they need to know to help support them in both of their goals.
So in all that you're doing with all these different programs, how many people roughly are you interfacing with? I don't know how you do it, on a monthly basis or semester basis, whatever.
Well, I can tell you that last year in our visitation program, so we have our parents as teachers visitation program, we were able to touch 72 families through regular interactions twice a month. Mm-hmm. Through our family literacy program, we served about, during the school year, about 15 families. And that was due to the challenges with COVID, because we were virtual at a time. Parents had to go back to work. Parent took on responsibilities that they didn't have before. They might have had to take on additional jobs, but they also became the second teacher behind the virtual teacher. So they had to consider that as well. So with that capacity, we, like I said, we probably served about 15 families.
Okay.
And then we interface with so many more. I can't count that.
All right, Dom, before we run out of time here, there's a new acronym you gave me, the SCDEW. What the heck is that?
Well, it's not Mountain Dew.
I got you.
It's SC, South Carolina, Department of Employment and Workforce.
All right.
And this is the overarching department, the State Department, that they're just looking at workforce, labor, those kinds of issues. And as we know now with COVID and all that's going on, there's a lot of individuals out there out of work. In fact, these employers that I keep talking to, they know they're struggling to find employees now. And oftentimes when they do, they're undereducated, they're underskilled. So we're all working together. So SCDU has created an initiative. It's called Project 3000. And this Project 3000, the emphasis is, and there are more, way more than 3,000 people, individuals across the state that don't have their diploma, their high school diploma. So to incentivize them to get the diploma, many of those are actually not working now, but they're drawing unemployment benefits. So those who are receiving the unemployment benefits don't have the high school diploma and want to come to adult ed, enroll in our program. If they achieve the GED diploma before June 30, 2022, they get $500 incentive.
Well, there's obviously a lot.
In addition to that, they don't have to do that weekly job seeker requirement.
A lot of exciting things down at Rock Hill Adult Education. Thank you very much, Cindy. Thank you, Don, for all that you do.
Thank you.
What's the website that people can go to very quickly, Don?
Just Google Rock Hill Adult Ed.
That's it. All you have to do. Particularly employers out there, listen to what we just talked about, because they can help you have better employees very simply. All right, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. There's one way to do it, the only way to do it, and we're going to count out at the count of three. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.